session for today, practical talaga, faith, yung kanina, God's promises, faith. Now naman, some practical things about finances. Syempre, the best person to talk to us about this is none other than Pastor Dennis C. Alright, Pastor Dennis C used to be a full-time campus missionary, baka hindi nyo alam. Campus worker siya from 2000 to 2006. He served as the National Director for Every Nation Youth from 2002 to 2004. And then he became a youth pastor for Victory Fort. So, nung youth pastor si Pastor Dennis, executive assistant ako ni Pastor Joey. And then in 2007, his family was called to plant a church in Green Hills. And then since then, he has been the senior pastor of Victory Green Hills. He's married to Miss Tammy, the beautiful Miss Tammy. And they've been blessed by 3 children, 2 girls and 1 boy. All right, can you please give a warm welcome to Pastor Dennis C. Galing siya ng staff dev ni Pastor.
Hello, thank you. Since Varsh is here, I will be speaking in English. So pardon the people who couldn't understand straight broken English. Okay, all right. All right. After Paul Barker thing, it's hard to... Yeah. Anyway, that's it. Read my book. Right. I'll be teaching you how to be practically rich. I will talk about baby steps this afternoon. So we'll try to make it bite-sized for us. And you know, personal finance is not as hard as how some people would perceive it. Sometimes all it takes really is the discipline to do it. And that's why we always call it baby steps. I remember this is based not on my book, though it's part of my book, but I was about to get married 2004. I was in Tapaking, sa may Katipunan. Mga taga-Ateneo dito. Kasi si Tammy was doing tutorial, so I was reading this book by Dave Ramsey. Right, Total Money Makeover, one of my top 10 books that changed my life. I was tagged, so that was number 10. Total Money Makeover. And on that book, Dave Ramsey talked about baby steps, on how you just go through the baby steps of to financial peace. So I started applying that. I'm on my 10th year. We're now on our 10th year as a family. I applied it first year as a single, got married on the second year, and I've been applying the baby steps. And that's what I'll talk about today, how to be practically rich. Now, when we say practically rich, it doesn't mean there's no faith involved. As I would always say, it takes more faith to save than to spend. You realize that? It's so easy to spend. You don't have to pray, Lord, give me the faith to spend, right? We actually tempt ourselves to spend, but it takes more faith for me to save up, invest, and make the money grow, and trust God that God would give me contentment and discipline. So it takes more faith to actually do this than to believe God for bigger things and greater things without saving, Lord. This is harder. So that's why it takes more faith. It takes more contentment in Christ. No, so if there's another title to this, it's called Christ-Centered. Nila ka lang. Okay, so how to be practically rich. No, this is my uncle, Henry C. And a lot of the things I've learned, I learned from my uncle. Right? And parang hindi kayo maniwala. Si Henry C yan. That's Henry C. No, he's not my uncle. He's actually my father. Nakita kami sa isang... Sige, tang, pwede ba picture? Tumingin eh. Uy, kumukha kita. Gumanan. Anak niyo ako. Ah. Hindi eh. No? Pero parehas kami ng kilay. No, but really, I've talked to a lot of successful people who are still rich, who kept their prosperity and not just spend it. And that's why I wrote that book, yung Rich for Life. It's based on the heart for us to educate Christians. It's actually written for Christians, for the church to be educated on proper financial and biblical finance and how to handle the finances that God gives us. Because we're really blessed. Diba? As Christians, we're already blessed. It's just how we handle the blessing that God gives us. You'll be surprised when you write down all your income. Right? You'll be surprised at how many millions of pesos have passed through your hands already. But where are the millions now. The minions now, okay? Okay? They're in Starbucks, no? Okay, so, ay, dito pala yung ano ko. Alright. Genesis 2:15 talks about God putting us in the garden, and He commanded Adam to do something. He says, you have to work it, keep it, and cultivate it. Right? Genesis 2:15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And this should be something, this is one of the God's first commandment to men and women. Right? That when I give you something, I give you a blessing, you work it, you keep it, and you make it grow. You cultivate it. Palakihin mo, palaguin mo. Okay, dapat, lahat tayo dito, kunyari, ang pera nyo ngayon sa banko is 25,000. Next year, pag nandito kayo, dapat 26 na. Okay, or higher. Right? It means I've made it grow. It didn't stay that way, and it didn't lessen. It actually grew because I'm a good steward of God's blessing. I just don't work it and keep it. I cultivate it. I find ways, okay, to make it grow. Now, I'm not talking even about a second job, right? But I'll find ways, and there's a lot of ways, and later on, I'll explain more of that, okay? Dave Ramsey said, live like no one else, so you can live like no one else. Now, and this has been something that we've been doing, not just in our family, but in our church, in Green Hills. Our prayer is, pwede bang ano? Mas, hindi ko marinig sarili ko. Our prayer, pwedeng ito. Hello, hello. Ayan, all right. Our prayer is, as a church, every year, our income grows and our expenses either stays the same or goes lower. That's the prayer. That we'll be faithful with what God is giving us, be excellent, but at the same time know how to creatively do things so that we don't put our expenses too high. Diyan po namamatay ang mga personal finance, church finance. Pag mas magastos yung ano yung church kaysa sa perang pumapasok, right? And so that's the prayer, that's the goal, to be faithful with what God has given us. Dave Ramsey said this: live like no one else, so someday you'll live like no one else. When I was earning, when I was in college, what I would do is after class, I go to LaSalle, I'll ride the jeep. Kasi mahirap mag-park sa LaSalle. Okay, to Divisoria, nandoon yung family business namin eh. And I would work part-time as a fashion consultant. Okay, ahente ng tela. Okay, so mag-ahente ako ng tela. Ang usapan namin noon was piso per yarda. No, kung makabenta ako per yarda, so rolyo-rolyo ang benta ng tela. Sorry, Varsha, this is Tagalog eh. No, ano yung rolyo-rolyo yun? Wholesale, hindi retail. No, so, on my first year doing the work on a part-time basis, 1 hour to 2 hours, 3 hours a week, I got my first 100,000 peso check, okay, as a 16-year-old. So I was so happy. I thought I was so handsome already. Now I have 100,000 pesos, di ba? But I remember, I couldn't even buy a Starbucks coffee at that time. Bago pa lang Starbucks noon, 1996, 1997. Right? It was like, parang ang sakit sa loob ko na yung kape na yan, 100 yards yan. Di ba? Parang may 15 pesos na Dunkin' Donuts o 10 pesos na Dunkin' Donuts. Hindi ako makabili ng Starbucks kahit gustong gusto ko. Di ba? Now, I know sometimes it's an extreme, you know, na parang di ka bibili ng Starbucks. Pero again, okay lang naman bumili ng Starbucks. Actually, ngayon, nag-Starbucks naman ako basta may nagbigay. So, parang alam mo naman kung kaya mo na talaga or pinipilit mo lang. And the reason behind it, because before 1997, when you have a Starbucks, you're actually handsome when you go to school. Yeah? And now everybody drink Starbucks, though we don't have the budget for it. Now, a lot of people think that's cheap coffee. It's not cheap coffee. Diba? And just stating the point, I'm not saying it's sin. Let God deal with you on that. No, so, pero, pag tinanong, may pera ka ba, tapos kape ka ng kape, baka lang kinakape mo yung pera mo. Diba? Starbucks won't love you back eh. Diba? So you've got to learn how to invest the money and make it grow. Maraming bagay tasty is. At last year we were driving down Tomas Morato, and I remember I was MPD. We were the first batch of MPD here in the Philippines. So we drove down. We saw tramway. We saw cocoa, cakes and coffee. Kaya yan yung mga murang bake shop nung panahon namin nung 2005. Now, we looked there and said, Tami Loco, di ba dyan tayo nagse-celebrate? Pag may special occasion, 128 pesos tramway buffet. Sobrang saya na namin. No? Less than 250 pesos we have buffet. Ang sarap ng fried rice, sweet and sour pork chop, di ba, na panay arena. Sarap. Crunchy ng arena. Di ba? Tapos, naiyak kami dalawa. Kasi sabi namin, ang buhay simple. Hindi ko kailangan mag-spiral para maging masaya. Tramway, super saya. Parang pagka malungkot, tramway. Nagla-tramway talaga kami. Ewan ko kung alam niyo yung tramway, no? 100, ano na ngayon eh, no? 80 na ata, 190 na. Grabe yung inflation. Okay? Pero ganun pa rin yung arena niya. Okay, so... Hindi na kami kumakain kasi nahihilo na kami pag doon kami kumakain, no? So, naggugulay na lang kami. Yes. And salad, fruit salad. No, so what I mean was, life was really simple. Live like no one else, and someday you'll live like no one else. And I know what you're going through because I went through the same thing. Sa inyo pa nga, monthly may ano eh. Ano ba tawag dito? Fixed. At the time in our first year of marriage, I didn't know how much money would come in. It was always praying in tongues first before putting the ATM. Hu karaba, hu rabara. Talaga nakakatakot minsan. Grabe quiet time ko no. Let me confess, mas matagal ang quiet time ko nung nag-MPD ako ngayong nagpa-past. Grabe kasi yung problema mo. Lord, show the money, Lord. Now, come down, now. Grabe, you're just pacing the room because you don't know where to get the money. Diba? For that. And so, again, it helps us think with a proper perspective. Eh. Why do you want to live like some people would always have, diba, a luxurious life when we have everything we need in Christ already? When you're satisfied in Christ already, many things that we're trying to make as a goal are actually, yeah, it's good, but you always ask why. Why do you do what you do? Kinakaban ako kay Varsha. Okay. Money is a good servant, but a bad master. Uwi ka na, Varsha. Pwede na. Traffic ngayon, alam mo. Okay. Okay, money is a good servant but a bad master, di ba? You don't serve money. Money serves you. It means money doesn't tell you what to do. You tell your money what it needs to do, right? You've got to have that perspective. Kasi ang mga poverty mindset at saka mga taong hindi yumayaman, ganun, they're dictated by the money. Okay. Eh, yan eh, di ba? Sale eh. So kailangan ko bilhin. Pero hindi mo naman talaga bibilin, binili mo lang dahil sale. It's not a good master. You need to tell money where it needs to go. We would always say, no, in our house, every peso has a name. Ibig sabihin, lahat yan may pangalan. Walang ampon na pera sa amin. Pag may nakadikit na 500 peso sa rep, may pangalan yun. Okay? May bilin yun kung saan pupunta yun. Diba? Why? Every peso has a name. We don't have surplus income. All our income, they have names. And surplus is not a good name. Right? We always name all the income. If there's extra income this month, it's not extra income. It already has a designated name. And later I'll explain further. And the same way with church. When now we have surplus, all of the money that comes inside the church, I've told my finance, it is a name. Hindi pwedeng walang pangalan yan. Dapat may pangalan yan. Right? When the first 5 years, we actually started a building fund when there was no building in Green Hills. It had a name. So when people ask us, do you have surplus? We don't have surplus. Because every peso has a name, we put it somewhere. Okay? And so, dapat ganun din sa pamilya nyo, even in your personal finance. Does that have a name? Because if that doesn't have a name, it will become shoes. Diba? It will become coffee. Yeah, it will become something else, right? But if it has a name, I cannot touch it. Why? It has a name, right? I've named it this, so it goes here. Okay, I name it investment, it's investment. I name it insurance, it's insurance. I name it emergency fund, it goes to emergency fund. I cannot touch it. Pimple is not an emergency fund. I have a pimple fund or derma fund, but it's not emergency. Dapat clear. Kasi kung di clear talaga, wala. Now, one of the important things you have to discuss, sino dito, you're married? Okay? Getting married? Okay? Celibate? No, okay, so one of the things that's very important is values. Okay, you have to discuss this. Mga married people, we do this often. Okay, if there's a review of values, it means we've dated already and we've made a plan, kami ni Tammy, what are the values of our family? Okay, because once you identify your values, you would know where the money would go. Why? Because it's a value. So while we were dating, we had a long discussion. One of the values of our family, our vision pala is to honor God and make disciples. Okay? It's a new vision that you can copy. All right? And wala, it's so tied up to the church talaga. So I go, everything we do is tied up with the church. Not because we're like so in love with victory, but it's just so real to us that everything is connected to our spiritual family. So we want to honor God and make disciples. Now when we started talking about values, we decided our values is number one, is creating good memories with our kids, right? Because one day, they'll all leave us. Mga walang kwentang, walang utang na loob. Aalis yan ng bahay, which is okay for us, less expense, no? So, for us, no? So, aalis yan ng bahay. So, you want to create good memories. It means if they have good memories at home, now, and with daddy and mommy, when they grow older, I don't have to force them to visit our house. They would come and visit the house. That's why our birthday parties are not grand. Most of our birthday parties are done at home. Why? We wanted to create good memories at home. You see a lot of kiddie parties now na nasa labas, 600,000, di ba? May clown, may photo booth, and everything. That's nice. It's nice. And I won't do it, not because I don't have the budget, though I don't have the budget, all right? But it's because we wanted to create memories. Kaya nga natuwa kami sa anak namin, sabi namin sa 8-year-old namin, what do you want to do on your birthday? I said, I want to do it at home. Really? Not McDonald's? No. Who do you want to be there? Few people only. My cousins only. Okay. Tuwa kami. Ibig sabihin, she's creating memories where? Home. At home. It doesn't have to be grand. It's just, home is such a heavenly place for her. Right? Now my second is a different story. Right? Ano kasi yan eh? Extrovert yun. No? So, talagang party people siya. No? So we did it at McDo. But then again, we just made a list. Who do you want to invite? Daddy would not invite. You make the list. So those invited are those on the list. That's why you are not there. She doesn't know you. Okay? And you're not investing in her life. Okay? So, dapat alam mo yung values. Diba? So yan, creating family memories. Vacation is a value for us. It means we want to go out, right? And have vacation, either Philippines or abroad. Diba? Thanks to Cebu Pacific, we could do abroad, right? But those are values again. Why? We want, because of the memories, we've created vacations. Third is education. It's not in order. That's a value that we have. We value education. Why? The mom is very educated. The dad looks educated. So, ano kami? It's a value that we have. Yeah? So, naka-homeschool kami ngayon, pero hindi kami nagtitipid sa libro, sa curriculum. Why? It's a value. Now, clothes, it's not a value for us. Really, it's not. Yeah? I've been wearing this twice a month. Right? If you visit our YouTube, it's almost the same clothes every week. No? But it means it's not a value for me. Okay lang kung may damit, okay lang din wala. Di ba? At least nakasando ako pag nag-preach, no? Hindi naman ako walang suot, no? And loko lang. Di ba? No, what I mean is I don't have to spend so much. I'm not saying don't invest in good clothing. It's just not like pag nagsha-shop kami, hindi kami tumatagal. Kasi si Tammy hindi rin ma-shop. Parang, okay lang. Laging siya, wala na akong damit. Eh, bumili ka. Ayoko. Why? It's not a value. Not that she doesn't want to buy. It's just, it's not a value for us. Books are, if you go to our house, we have thousands of books. Right? aside from the e-books that we have. Diba? Because it's a value for us. So lumalabas. So now, it's not hard for us to make a decision. Oh, will we buy that? Is that part of our value? Okay. So, ganun kami. Dahil na-pinpoint mo yung values na gusto nyo. So now you're able to do that. So you have to talk with your husband or your wife or your fiance. Single, you talk to, in the mirror, okay? You talk to yourself. You ask, okay, what's my value? Okay, and invest there. Right? Yeah. So one of the things that I've tackled in my book is, sa world kasi it would teach you how to get rich. No? Whether you read Robert Kiyosaki's book, Charles Schwab, all of these books, I've read those books. I love those books. It has helped me. Some are good advice, some are bad advice. But the world generally tells you how to get rich. The Bible doesn't tell you how to get rich. Though there are practical tips in the Bible tells you how to be rich. It's different. Kasi getting, pag ikaw, mali yung mindset mo sa pera, you get rich, you'll get poor. That's why the problem now in yung mga contestants sa Itbulaga, mga wawaw, ubus lahat ng pera ng mga nanalo. Why? They get the money, they don't know what to do with it. It has no name. It has no purpose. They don't know the value. So magpapapiesta, ubus agad ang pera in less than 2 years. They actually lose all the money. Imagine, you win 2-3 million, you spend it in less than 3 years. Diba? Wala pang bahay na pinatayo yun. Right? And so, a lot of people, they want to get rich. A lot of us, that's our mindset actually. That's why in prayer meetings, you would notice that. Yeah, we pray for the nations. Yeah. Tapos, pag financial breakthrough na, nagsisigawan. Yeah. Who wants to be blessed? Okay, parang di pa kayo blessed. Why? The mindset is get. It's not being. Because if inside, yung ano ka na, alam mong mayama ka na, blessed ka na, really, it would change how you look at money. That's why a lot of Christians, ganun pa rin, sugapa sa ano, pag may sale, lagi nandyan, no? Nang lahat, parang gustong-gusto lahat ng ano. Why? Because their mindset is kulang pa, I need more. Right? So, you have to deal with that. And that would be a personal thing for you. You need to get to that point that, hey, I'm already rich in Christ. I'm already rich. Life is simple. Right? So, get rich or be rich. Now, this is the baby steps. I did not use Dave Ramsey's. I used Randall Tiongson because he's my friend. Okay? Dave Ramsey is not my friend. Okay? So, and this is more Filipino setting for us. No? So, ito yung five, you have to get Randall's book. Because it's in a Filipino context. It's very practical. And, ayun, and he'll get rich if you buy his book. No? So, step one, sabi niya is improve cash flow. Right? Step two, get out of debt. Step three, set up your emergency fund. Step four, getting protected from life risks. Step five, investing for your future. Let's go through that. No? But I changed step one. Okay? I made step one. Now, this is my version. Okay? Baby step one is save 25,000 to 50,000 pesos in the bank. Okay? Now, hindi ko natatanong sa inyo kung meron kayong 25,000 o 50,000. Kung wala pa, makonsensya kayo. Hindi, okay. Baby step one is save 25,000. Why save 25,000 to 50,000 in the bank? This is for you to see that you can actually save. You'll be amazed that you can save 25 to 50,000. If you can save 25,000, it means you can save 100,000. It means you can save 300,000. But you start small. Save 25 to 50,000 pesos in the bank. That's the first step. So I did my baby step one when I was a single, right? I saved 50,000 pesos in the bank. Okay, I set it aside. So I go, step one, done, yeah. Sarap ng feeling pag may na-check kang baby step eh. Right? So 25 to 50,000 depending on your salary range. Now, if you're earning a little bigger than the others, try to make 50,000 your goal. Okay. Baby step two. Okay. Now, as we're going through this, no, amo nga mo dapat hindi ganyan. Alam mo ba, hirap na nga. Masisave pa akong monthly, magtatabi ako 1,000 naman. 2 years ko gagawin ito. Hindi ko ka... Pagka ganyan ka, nothing will happen. Again, it will be based on fear, doubt that I cannot do this. And God did not give you a spirit of fear. He gave you a spirit of sound mind and discipline, di ba? So may disiplina ka dapat, Christian ka eh. No? So dapat ang mukha mo parang game face. Kaya ko yan. I'll do this. Really, that should be the face. You should, parang you should get mad at where you are now. Para bang nakikita mo, and we live in our culture now, wherein the parents get money from the kids. Diba? So now you're not able to save, right? You don't need to nod. Okay, so I don't know. Okay, so, all right. Kumukuha sa'yo, 30 ka na, 40 ka na, wala ka na sa-save. Diba? Wala kang pera. Diba? Ngayon, nag-asawa ka, ganun din siya. Wala kayong pera. Laging bigay, bigay, bigay lahat. Ngayon, nagkaanak na kayo. Kinino kayo kukuha ng pera pag 60 years old na kayo? Ha? Hindi naman pwede sa benevolence every week, di ba? So, saan? Hindi ma-approve ng senior pastor yon, no? Saan kayo kukuha? Sa anak niyo ulit. Pinaaral, ganun pa yung linya, pinaaral kita. Hindi mo ako binibigyan, right? So, the cycle has to stop somewhere. I'm not saying don't help. I'm saying give cheerfully to your parents. But not to the point that you're committing financial suicide. Right? Wherein the cycle will never stop. Okay? Give cheerfully. Dapat yung nakatawa ka pa rin pag binigay mo. Hindi yung parang... Okay? Kasi yun yung sabi sa Bible. Yun yung guideline natin for giving. You must be a cheerful giver. Yung pagbigay mo ng tulong, smile. Kung hindi ka na nakasmile, hindi na cheerful giving yon. No? So, you've got to be game face ka when it comes to this. We had to fight for this. You know, this is not as easy. It is simple, not as easy when you go baby steps. No? So, number two is to get out of debt. Step two, di ba? Sabi ni Randall, dapat gusto mo wala kang utang. Right? Ewan ko kung nasabi ni Pastor Jiray that debt is mentioned in the Bible. But most of the time, when you mention the word debt, it's always on a negative notion. Right? So, as much as possible, get out of debt. Lalo na pag credit card debt yan. Right? Pag swipe ka ng swipe. Okay? So, huwag kayo swipe ng swipe. Okay? Yung iba, yung mukha nyo nakaganyan na sa kakaswipe. No? So, get out of debt. And Chinky made the list of how to get out of debt. Sabi niya, list all your debts in order of the smallest to largest balance. Bayaran mo muna yung pinakamaliit mong utang. Bakit? Same as baby step one. Iba yung may feeling na tapos na itong isa. Nagginaganahan ka. Kasi pag inumpisa mo yung pinakamabigat mo, ano ba to? Forever na lang ba to? Hindi mo ma-feel. Nananalo ka. Right? Number two is... pay off the small debts first, then the big debts. Why? Finance is 80% behavior, 20% knowledge. You know what I'm telling you now? You actually know already. Do you know that? It's like diet. Di ba? Lahat ng overweight na tao, alam na nila lahat ng diet. Hindi mo na kailangan turo. Kailangan na lang behavior. Di ba? Gagawin mo ba o hindi? Right? It's the same with personal finance. Do you want to stay the same with your financial predicament now and your financial situation now? Or do you want to move past the problem and experience financial peace when it comes to your finance? Then you've got to take action. Okay? So, pay off small, then go to the big. Okay? Thirdly, is put all extra income into paying off those debts. Okay? Kung may utang, lahat ng extra income, hindi po pang lakwacha yan, it's to pay off your debt. Right? I don't know if some of you would may mga online business kayo sa bahay, passive siya, post ka lang, di ba? Benta ka lang. Alright? Some of the things, di ba? Sabi nga sa ano bang ad yun? Benta mo na. Ha? Yung sulit dati, benta mo na. Yeah? Alam niyo ba ano gawin, no? Close your eyes, then turn around. Open, kung saan ka nakaturo, yun benta mo. So, kama, benta mo na yan. Di ba? Banig ka. Sofa, benta mo na yan. Bienan, benta mo na yan. Okay, so, ganun yun. Okay, so, hindi. Alam niyo naman kung anong kailangan benta niyo. Di ba ang dami naming books? You know, I've sold more than, I think, online na, more than 300-400 books online. People just buy. And these are, di ko na kailangan, binasa ko na. Sige na, gawin na lang pera. Di ba? Bulk sale. Sino gusto kumuha? 10. 1,000, 10,000. Daming kukuha. Kotse ko, nabenta ko online. Diba? A lot of things you can sell online. Biyan ako, hindi ko bibenta yan. Love ko yan. Eh. No? And fourth is to keep paying the minimum on all debts except the smallest debt. Attack on all sides. Okay, attack on all sides. Yeah. Maging vigilant kayo. You need to be focused on paying this off. Yeah. Kasi nga, di ba, the borrower is servant to the lender. You don't want that feeling that you're borrowing. Right? You want to pay off those debts. Okay? Next is step 3, build your emergency fund. What's an emergency fund? Emergency fund is 3 to 6 months of living expenses. Okay. So example, your living expense today is 30,000 times 6, that's 180,000 pesos. So you already have 50,000 in the bank, you only need 130,000. Okay? So finish off your emergency fund. Okay? Now, pwedeng 3 months, pwedeng 6 months. Right? If your personality is more segurista, you go 6 months, some of you 3 months. So why do you have emergency fund? Isn't it too negative, you know, yung wala bang faith but emergency ta? Now, it doesn't matter what the term is. What matters is your heart, eh, yung motivation. If it's based on fear, whether you call it faith fund, emergency fund, pag fear ka kung kaya ka nag-emergency fund, it defeats the purpose of our faith. Right? When I say emergency fund, what I'm saying is, it's 3 to 6 month living expenses. If something happens to me, nagkasakit ako, nagkaroon ako ng pimple, ganito kalaki, di ba? So, I can't go to work, alright? And so, I have to be cut off, example lang. So, at least my family can live off 3 months while I'm trying to find work. Okay? So, it's an active preparation, okay, of what could happen. Like, example, one time I was driving my car, pumutok yung gulong. Yung gulong ng isang kotse is around 7,000. It's expensive. What do you do? Now, if you have emergency fund, there's no more emergency. Why? You have emergency fund. You buy a wheel and change it. Diba? It's no longer stressful. O anak, sorry, we all have now to ride the taxi or the jeep and it would cost us this because we don't have wheels. Right? But if I have emergency fund, it's quickly replaced and it doesn't add any physical stress on the family. Because handa ka eh. Nag-prepare ka for that. Okay? So, emergency fund, again, is 4 quick ways to build your emergency fund. Right. So, ito na yung baby step 3. So, if you have 25 to 50,000, you're done with step 1. Number 2 is pay off your debt. So, kung may utang, bayaran lahat ng utang. Now that you're clear with your debt, you go to step 3. When I got married, I'm already in step 3 because I was debt-free. Hindi ako umuutang noon. Right, so I was clean, I had no credit card, everything was cash, diba? Because the Antichrist was coming, so I had to cut off all the credit card. No, nee, okay. But now I have a credit card, but I pay it off faithfully, monthly. Right? So, build your emergency fund, 3 to 6 months living expenses. Again, if it's 30,000, your living expenses, 180,000 or 90,000, depending on you. Or gawin mo 100,000, or igit na mo 120,000, 130,000. Here's how to build it quickly. Number 1. Sell something. Right? Number 2, get a second job. Okay? Again, you can do online, mga passive incomes that you can do. Business partnership with some of your, siguro kapatid mo, I don't know kung pwede sa HR yon. Okay? So, tanong nyo kay Karen. Okay. Number 3, little cuts, big results. You'll be amazed with little cuts and big results. Makasave ka ng 2,000 a month. Right? Ang laking difference. Bigyan ko kayo example, ha? Kunyari sa church na lang muna, since admin tayo lahat. Di ba? Merong alkaline water. Magkano ang alkaline water? 65. Example. May purified water, 40 pesos. You cut how much? 25 pesos. Sabi mong 25. Di ba? Ilang galon ang in-order ng church every week? Sabi mong 15 to 20. 20 na natin para mas mabilis i-multiply. No? 20 times 20 is 400 peso saving a week. Times 4, 4, 8, 12, 16, 1,6 a month. Okay? 1,6 times 12 is a lot, no? Huh? Around 15, 16,000. Okay? By just changing alkaline to purified because it's not my house naman, right? It's not that it's, basta it's clean water, I save 15,000 for the church every year by cutting off something so small. Right? Galing, di ba? Ganun din, di ba? Again, pagka, like kami, we try now to find a house near our office. Ever since we moved, dati nakatira ako sa may welcome rotunda. Pupunta ako sa fort. Grabe yung gas ko noon. Every week, ano to ha? Kailan ba to? 2001 to 2006. Nung height pa nung gas, ano? Naalala nyo yun? Yung parang ayaw mo na mag-office, parang mas kikita ka pa pag hindi ka nagtrabaho. Okay. Grabe, I was shelling out 3,000 pesos a week. Sabi ko, grabe, paano na itong budget ko? Diba? Tapos may anak na ako noon. When we were calculating, kasi we had to cut off something because now, kailangan ko mag... Eh, bumili pa ako ng kotse noon na hindi nag-inquire kay Lord. Nakabili ako ng Starex na 5 kilometers per ano. Per liter. Mali ata itong binili kong... So talagang parang nauubos agad yung gas ko. Diba? And so, when we moved now to a place near us, dati na sa condo kami, naglalakad na lang kami sa office, I save around 4,000 a month. That's how much? 48,000 a year. That's for one compiso fare trip with the family out of the country. Imagine mo, no? Little cuts, big result. So now, I live 5 minutes away from the office. So pag nagpo-fort lang, magastos. Pero okay lang. Pero on a regular basis, again, I'm saving around 4,000 a month because I made a move. Okay? So little cuts, big result. Yung Starbucks natin, cut natin. Kung dati once a day ka, gawin mong once a week as a reward for... Ewan ko kung anong reward, no? So, ginawa mong once a week, how much do you save? You save around 500 a week instead of every day. 500 a week times 4, that's 2,000 a month. That's how much? 24,000 a year. Grabe. Pwede ka na mag-asawa, bro. Di ba? Okay. You save 24,000 a year. Amazing. Little cuts, big result. Right? So, minsan may mga ganun lang na kailangan mong i-cut. Last is find extra income opportunities. No? Sorry, I shared this sa labas. No? So, ewan ko kung kaya nyo pa with all the workload that we have. Okay? Pray na lang kayo, number 5. Okay? So, na-share ko to, hindi kasi sa Christian group. Okay? Now, next is step 4, get protected from life's risk. That's insurance. Again, the motivation should not be fear. Okay, the motivation is looking ahead. If something happens to me, my wife would have money to work with, to keep it, work it, and cultivate it. Kasi now, she's homeschooling. Wala siyang income. Sweldo niya sa akin, kiss. Na? For doing a great job. Right? So now, at least if something happens to me, she gets now startup money for whatever. In fact, the goal is to give her yung kunyari may asawa ka na, pag may nangyari sa'yo, yung startup money, pag in-invest niya in a 10% per annum, okay, pwede na siyang di magtrabaho. That's the goal. That's in the perfect world, right? That you'll be able to do that. No? But again, it's baby steps. Palaki na palaki. Bigay ng bigay pag may extra. Just to get protected from life's risk. No? So insurance is very important. Maraming Pilipino, walang insurance. That's why we're so blessed with our HR. Grabe yung savings ko every month with our group life insurance. Kung di pa kayo kumuha, it's a wrong financial decision. You're not getting the... Really, I'm telling you, you get it outside, you get it 40% more expensive monthly when you can actually save with our... Kasi group tayo na-insure. So mas mura yung offer sa atin. Sobrang mura, wala ka na makitang ganun. No? So you have to get what is being offered sa HR, pati yung mga family natin. Imagine mo, no? Kala mo lang maliit yan, yung mga tinatabi-tabi natin, tatabi ka ng 1,000, 3,000 a month. Yung 3,000 mo a month, in 1 year, that's 36,000. Di ba? In 2 years, 72. Di ba? In 3 years, more than 100,000. Hindi mo pa kinakalculate yung kinita nung investment mo, ha? Eh kung kumita yun ng 6, 8%, 10% per annum. Di ba? Ang mutual funds pa natin ngayon is earning actually 15 to 20. In general, in the Philippines. Yeah. Ang savings natin sa banko, mag-time deposit ka, you earn 1% per annum, not per month. It means you're losing money when you put all your money in the bank. So instead of putting it in the bank, put it na lang somewhere else. Like our money, all the money in our bank are all emergency fund money only. Wala akong pera sa banko kasi kakainin ka ng buhay yung value ng pera mo sa banko. No? So emergency fund lang ang nilalagay sa banko or else you lose 3%. Now inflation is 5% now, ha? In the Philippines. This month, it's 5%. No? You earn 1% per annum, you lose 4% of your money. Laki, no? Grabe. No? So, wag ilagay sa banko. Bigay sa HR. Okay? Kasi meron silang mga investment instrument. No? Yun yung ibig sabihin. Insurance 101. Why insure? It's a plan for using a portion of your current income to offset a future potential loss usually related to death, health, accident, theft, or natural disaster. Question, single, do I need one? Do you think you need one?
Yes.
Depends. Okay? Not all single need one. Okay, but if, kunyari, gusto mo, ayun, may gift of celibacy ka, pero gusto mo tulungan nanay mo or tatay mo, pwede. Okay, pero mas essential siya for married people because meron ng what do you call this in English? Dependents. Okay? Because now, sa totoo, hindi mo naman burden yung tatay mo. Right? Lalo na pag nagtatrabaho tatay mo, hindi talaga sila, in a way, in a sense, dependent. Because they still work. Right? Unless may sakit yan, tapos gusto mo, at least kung may nangyari sa'yo, di ba may makuha sila, okay lang. But it is essential for married people. Okay? Again, get insurance with the heart of faith, not with fear. Yeah? Baka may mangyari sa akin, walang mangyari. Huwag ganon. Alright? It's actually, like I tell Tammy, I give her a vision. Now, if something happens to me, you'll have this money and our prayer is that you'll make it grow. Okay? But please don't pray that I die. Okay? So, yan. Kaya hindi masyado malaki yung kinuha ko para hindi ako saksakin pag natutulog ako. Right? This is step 5. Build your wealth. So, ikaw, 10 years na kami doing baby steps. We're step 5 now. So, we've completed 1, 2, 3, 4. Sarap ng feeling, actually, that you're able to complete it after a decade. Imagine mo, a decade of doing it. Some rich guys can do this in 10 weeks. But with the limited income that we have to ask God for the spirit of faith to save and do baby steps. Right? And so build your wealth. How do you build your wealth? Okay, now there are a lot of things. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds. Yan yung mga most common types of investments. Right? Ang ino-offer sa atin ng FAMI is mutual funds. All right. Again, we're now, our economy is grabe, ripe for investment. Pag hindi ka nag-i-invest, huwag ka magreklamo. Bakit ang mayaman lang yung mayaman na mahirap hindi yung mayaman? Eh, hindi nag-i-invest eh. Financially illiterate sila. Sayang. Right? Even our stocks now. But please, don't invest on something you did not study. You know, dyan ako nasunog. I remember, somebody called me and said, Dennis, mag-stock ka. Ito yung kumpanya, bilhin mo. Tapos nagbigay ng mga pangalan, close ko to. Kadugo ko to eh. Sabi, lagay ka, lagay. Sure ba yan? Sure to. No ba? Ako naman, kaching, di ba? Daming pera noon, sure. Di ba? So naglagay ako. And I put a lot of my money there without studying it, without knowing what stock market is. Diba you would hear older people would say, gamble yan, sugal yan. Lahat ng hindi mo pinag-aralan, sugal. Pumasok ka sa pag-ibig, sugal yan, pag hindi mo pinag-aralan yan. Diba? Pumasok ka sa business and you don't know anything about business, that's gambling. You did not study. It's a gamble. Right? And so, study first. And later, I'll give you books on what you can read, no, to help you. Bonds, yung bonds, lower returns yan. Okay? And then you have the stocks, which is around, in the Philippine market now, nag-average around 20% ang return. Pero depende sa stocks na bibilin mo. So again, you have to study. No? So wag nyo sabihin sa Pilipinas, well, hindi ko alam saan lalagay pera, nalalago eh. Dami. Sobrang dami. Na pwedeng lumago yung pera natin. So build your wealth. Again, you have to ask yourself, and this is what Randall would always say, know your risk profile. Ano ka ba? Yung high risk ka ba palagi? Parang, sige, pasok! Di ba ganun? Pag may iba-iba personality natin eh. Yung iba, sobrang sigurista. Hindi, lalagay ko na lang sa alkansya ko. May mga ganong tao eh. Di ba? So, yung mga ganong tao, sasabihan mo yan, ay hindi, mag-invest ka sa mga mutual fund companies, FAMI, Sun Life, ganyan. Di ba? O, sa performance nila, ito yung pinaka okay. Sige, dyan mo na lang lagay. Okay, mas less ang risk mo dyan. Ah, ganun ba? Ganun. Yeah, sige, maglalagay. Kasi ganun sila. So kahit anong present mo ng family, ganda-ganda ng family. Ay, hindi ko alam yung family. Sa family ko na lang. Di ba? Parang, hindi kasi nila, parang natatakot sila palagi. Ang baba ng risk factor nila. Yung iba naman, middle. Ako, I play mostly on the middle part eh. I put some here, di ba? Diversify. Put here, and then put here. Para kung may isang nalugi, meron pang kumikita. No? So, I put in mutual funds, I put in stocks. So, up until now, a certain percentage of our money monthly goes to that, and we do it automatically. May libro si David Back, yung Automatic Millionaire. Okay? So, what we do is monthly, I don't think about it, it's gone. It goes somewhere. It goes to their adoptive parents. Name investments, mutual funds, and other things that we're putting our money in. Right? So, dapat alam mo yung risk factor mo kasi dyan mo rin ma-identify yung profit and loss mo. Right? So, hindi pag sinabi investment, hindi ka malulugi. Investment nga. Some investments, you lose money. Some investments, you earn. Okay? So, wag mo sabihin, sabi ng church, sabi ng HR, FAMI, kikita ako, ba't hindi kumita yan? Investment yan. Okay, sometimes you lose. Parang business, there's no guarantee. In fact, in the bank, you go to the bank, di ba? Mag-deposit kami, nakalagay sa'yo, up to 100,000 pesos only. They can't even guarantee. 1% per annum na yun, ha? Okay, and they can't guarantee. So, ini-insure lang nila yung 100,000 mo. Right? So, nothing is stable in this world. Only our love for God. Okay, some ways you can build wealth. Business. Okay, again, business. Number two, real estate. Okay, sorry, let me just, on business, kasi kinausap kami ni Lord dyan eh. Dati kasi nag-MPD ako, kulang talaga pera namin. So, ako kay Tami, business tayo. So, nag-start kami ng diaper business. So, yung buong sala namin, panay diaper. Tapos, nagde-deliver kami sa friends namin. Ganyan, tapos, Karen, kailangan mo ba? Ay, hindi ako buntis. Oy, mabuntis ka na kasi hanggang September na lang tong offer namin. Diba? So, may mga ganon. Diba? So, dadala ako ng mga diaper dati. Diba? But then we realize, now, this again is different, ewan ko kung anong calling sa inyo ni Lord. Na parang na-convict lang din kami, why were we doing business? Yeah? And God has had to speak to us. Now, I've called you there, and I'll provide, where you are. Even for Tammy, I called you to be a homeschool mom and a stay-at-home mom. I will provide for you. That's why we decided 3 years ago to not do any business unless there's opening in show business. No? So, alam mo, sobrang faithful nga talaga ni Lord. When we quit doing business, because this is where God has called us, full-time ministry, work for the church as a pastor. Ang hirap naman, pa-pastor ka, tapos bibenta ka longganisa, di ba? So, hindi makahindi yung congregation mo kasi naawa sa'yo. Sige na, longganisa. Di ba? So, na-convict din kami kasi it was out of fear, actually. I was pushing my wife to do business out of fear, but when we were starting to pinpoint, ano bang fear? Fear na hindi tayo tulad ng kapatid ko, na pwedeng mag-abroad anytime they... So parang, simple buhay, wag na lang, tinawag na tayo dito ni Lord. And some of you, di ba, as admin kasi, you're like deacons of the church. No? And so, you have to think about it and pray about it. Okay? Wag yung papasok lang, bakit? Para may side income. Pag-isipan nyo rin, because God can provide. Alright? But don't move in fear, always move in faith. Now, pag yung asawa mo walang trabaho, yan, panegosyo mo. Okay, real estate, climb up the corporate ladder, yan. Diba, tulad ng iba sa inyo, exi kayo dati, tapos ngayon, ano na kayo, head na kayo ng HR. Diba, so, yung exi namin, ano na ngayon, tagapihit na. Sa tech na. Yung mga exi dito, kasama ko yan, youth ministry days. Ngayon, naka-Mercedes na. Hindi, loka lang. Okay, so... Investments, okay? Marry a rich person, be a YouTube sensation, okay? Actually, I did this, no? Marry a rich person. That's why, you know, I'm rich now, okay? Because Tammy's rich. Joke lang, ha? Baka sumiyo. Seryoso ba siya? Okay? Alam ni Val, lagi ako nagbibiro. Okay? Work it, keep it, and cultivate it. Okay, now, budget. Okay, when you budget, I have 7 minutes, okay. Budget, sobrang daming instruments online on how to budget. We do our budget the same with the church. If there's mid-year budget review, there's C family budget review, mid-year. I do an annual budget review at the end of the year with all the money that we have, all the money where we plan to put it. Sinasabayan ko lang yung flow ng simbahan. Ganda, no? Except yung appraisal sa misis ko, parang salary increase. Wala. Yun ang tinanggal. Hindi niya alam na may ganon. So, sinasabay lang namin as a family. Right? Para lang may ano rin ako, may set lang ako. Ay, okay. Mid-year budget review na ng church. Okay, sa pamilya na rin. I need to update everything. Right? So, get a budget. Again, sometimes you do budget. We did budgeting. We would do budget for 3 hours as part of our date. And sometimes... Up until now, no kidding, we came to the solution, it will never be enough. Lord, you will provide. We don't know how to, sabi ko nga, grabe, homeschool pa mga anak natin. Hindi na nagkakasya yung budget, di ba? Pero ganun talagang buhay. No? So, it's learning, may faith factor eh. Na Lord, hindi ko na talaga alam. Lalo na nung MPD kami, nakatitig lang kami sa laptop. Sige, clothing, tanggalin na natin. Ganun na. Wala na tayong clothing. Our clothing budget in the first 3 years of our marriage was 50 pesos a month. That's why it's not a value for us. Di ba? We were just waiting for people to give us clothes. Kasi, si Pastor, yan na lang suot every week. No? So, hindi, kasi talaga, paano natin gagawin to? Yung date, nagsimula ka pang 500 a week. Mamaya, 250 na lang. Burger machine na lang tayo, di ba? So parang, hindi mo alam talaga how to do it. You just don't know how. It's just, at the end, we close after 3 hours of trying to move our Excel file. Pray tayo, pray. Pray na lang tayo. And God has provided for us. Again, it's yung faith lang na nandoon eh, na God can actually move. So please, budget, but please don't make this your God. Okay, not Dave, the budget. Okay? Don't make it your God. Okay? Get a budget, get a working budget, but then, wag masyadong, hindi siya dogma, pero dapat mag-budget kayo. Okay? Yung storehouse principle, let me share last 4 minutes. We do our storehouse principle. We have, di ba, nasa BPI tayo, so we do an online account now. Ang minimum sa BPI is 500, no? Online. Tama ba? So we would do at least 3. in seasons of our lives. We don't do 8. Hindi ganun karami yung storehouse namin. Kasi masyado namang tig 20 pesos na lalagay mo, no? Ayaw mo naman ng ganun. So we do 3. Like, we, years ago, we had emergency fund account. We have car. You know, and we would do kids education account. No? So yan yung mga values namin. Nandyan. Makita mo. Reflected ang values namin dito sa online account namin. So we would start BPI accounts online and we would automatically put money there every month. Storehouse. No? So emergency fund, lagay kami dyan. Yung emergency fund, different yan. We put 20% of our income in the emergency fund. Whether we have a lot of money or little money, we put 20% there. Why? It was our goal to finish our emergency fund. Right? So yan, lagay-lagay ganyan. No? Let me give you an example. We have our vacation account. So, dream nga namin magbakasyon. Kami mag-asawa. It was actually in our honeymoon when we decided this. Sabi ko, if money was not an issue for you, where do you want to have a vacation? Okay. So, saan yung honeymoon natin? Sabi ko, bago masagutin, I'll count 1, 2, 3. Sabay tayo, 1, 2, 3. Pak! We said the same thing. Sabi na, Europe. Oh, kinilig pa kami. Parehas tayo. In love talaga tayo. No? So, here's what I said. Nung nasa Star Cruise kami, Singapore. On our 25th wedding anniversary, we'll go to Europe. When we went home, we started our online storehouse account. We put 500 to 1,000 a month for our Europe account. It was named Europe account. No? So sabihin na natin, 1,000 nilagay ko doon. 1,000 times 12 is 12,000 a year. In 10 years' time, that's 120,000. In 20 years' time, 240,000. And add 60,000, 300,000 on our 25th wedding anniversary. Without inflation, abot kami sa Pacific Ocean. Alright? Alright? Okay, so ibig sabihin, imposible pa rin. With the 1,000 that we're saving up every month. But we prayed, God, this is our faith. We'll be faithful in the small things. We're believing, God, that you'll give us Europe. Right? That we'll go to Europe. Okay. And so what happened was, we got a call on our first year of marriage. One of our Victory Group members said, Dennis, meron akong ano, na bumili ako ng VCD. Nanalo ako sa raffle. Ano ba yun? 5 days, ano, Europe cruise. So, oh, happy for you, ganyan. Sabi niya, pero may problem, wala ako for the visa. Kasi mahal yung visa, 3 visa yung kukunin niya. So that's around 15,000 to 20,000 per person. Eh, we were saving up. May pera kami na. Sabi niya, pwede bang bigay ko na lang sa inyo? Pwede, di ba? So, then sabi ko, check ko lang kasi Tammy at that time was pregnant. Eh, nag-spotting siya. Delicate pregnancy. So nandun ako sa kwarto nung gabi yun eh. Sabi ko, tanong ko muna misis ko. Sabi ko, Tammy, bibigyan tayo ng Europe. Paano yan? Biglang tumayo, sabi niya, okay na yan. Grabe, psychological yung spotting. Umakyat lahat ng dugo niya. Hindi na nag-spotting. Ito sa Europe, ganun pa talaga maganda. Para, hindi na pabago. Sabi ko, kala ko may spotting ka. Walang spotting, Europe lang narinig. Umakyat lahat ng dugo, no? So, you know what? On our first year of marriage, we were actually in Europe. Okay? What we thought would be a 25-year plan, God says, I can give it to you in your first year of marriage. We went to 5 countries. We went to France. That's a French baker. Okay. We went to London. Okay. We went to Spain, Portugal. That's where we got our money. Okay. And ayan. So sabihin nyo, baka ano lang, ano ba tawag doon? Chamba. Yung Europe. So once we started, nung naka-Europe na kami, we never look at raffle the same way again. Tayo lahat ng raffle, sinasalihan namin. No? Tapos isulat, teka lang, tapusin natin to. Diba? Kahit naihika, tapusin natin to. No? So, alam nyo, what to do, no? When you put it down to win? You know the secret? Yeah? Kiss mo muna. Yung iba, pray lang kayo, baka manalo kayo, no? So we had a car account before. This is a 2004 third-hand car. I got this car from one of our missionaries who was leaving. Sold it to me for $300,000. Nothing to fix. It was so nice. It was well-maintained. I got it for $300,000. Third-hand car. Kasi pag lalo na pag marami kasi sa atin, dream natin, brand new. When I got this, one of my friends got a 2005 or 6 Vios ba? and he was paying 25,000 a month. All right? While I was driving a very smooth, nothing to fix Toyota Vios, fully paid. So he was churning out money every month, and I said, parehas lang tayo, no? So really, it pays to research first bago, maalaga ba yan? Nothing to fix ba yan? So I bought this while driving. Our eldest said, Dad, our car, no, it's small. I said, it's not small. It's all in your mind. No, sabi niya, no, what if we had another baby? Dalawa na kasi anak. And then we'll have Yaya, we have car seat. We won't fit in the Vios. So like any good dad, I said, let's pray. Okay, and we prayed, and she asked for a big Starex. So gusto niya Starex, so we prayed for a van. And then after that, I got a call again. In a few months' time, siguro in 2-3 months' time, sabi niya, di ba may Vios ka? The guy who called me, sabi may Vios ka? Benta mo, bigay mo sa akin yung pera, may bibigay ako sa'yo. Sabi ko, ba't ko bibenta? Anong bibigay mo? Sabi, I'll give you my Toyota Fortuner 2005. Toyota. Sabi ko, teka lang ha, parang lugi ba ako dyan? Diba? So, and this is what I said. I posted this on Facebook. 5 minutes. Record-breaking. God doing it. Sold it for 350,000. I earned 50,000 on a third-hand car. Okay? In 5 minutes. Pastor, I'll buy it. Kala mo, matchbox lang, no? Okay? Sure? You won't check it? No, I'll buy it. Nothing to fix? Nothing to fix. Specs man, hope to die. Di ba? So, binili niya, no? So, I earned 50,000. I gave the 300,000 to the guy, and he gave me a Fortuner. So, in short, I got the Fortuner for free plus 50,000 pesos. So, ngayon, ito na rin na drive ko. Ibang klaseng pagkagwapo pag bumababa ka sa Fortuner. Yung Vios kasi pang. Iba yung... Di ba? Iba eh. Bro, subukan mo. Okay? No, so, joke lang ha. Okay. Alright. Now, this one. I know, as you all know, I'm a commercial model. Okay, but... you know, the story behind her... This, 2 years na yan eh, yung Coffee Mate. No, lumabas kami sa commercial. You would not believe the story. I was walking the mall, somebody comes, ang gwapo mo, ganyan. Hindi, loka lang. Hindi nangyari yun. No? So, hindi, basta pinapunta lang kami, pina-VTR kami. First time namin mag-VTR, may mga friends kami na commercial models na, sabi nila, they would get a gig after 50, 60 tries. On our first try, they were mesmerized with my eyebrow. No? So they got us. But here's the story behind that. We were actually building our Green Hills worship hall. We were raising 20 million. So we were praying. During our leaders' meeting, Chinky said, ask God for an amount. I prayed. My wife prayed. She was in the other side of the room. And at that time, God was already preparing us to give sacrificially. Move in radical, extreme, sacrificial generosity. So kaya handa na ako bigay yung biyenan ko noon eh. So hindi, talagang, parang since December pa lang, pinag-usapan na natin. Sabi ko, Tami, feel ko at next year is the year that God might want to give, ask us to give our car or something very big and valuable. So let's just get ready. So kami, excited naman kami. So andyan na, nagpe-pray. May amount ako. Sabi ko, grabe, laki nung amount na binigay ni Lord. Eh, si Tami ni sa other side, so kailangan ko puntahan. Sabi ko, Tami, ito yung amount na binigay. Pagbulong ko, sabi niya, ganyan. Sabi, bumulong sa akin, twice the amount yung binigay. So yung binigay niya, parang ako, eh, rule namin, if in doubt, go to the highest bidder. Okay? When it comes to generosity, when in doubt, the highest bidder wins. But she gave twice, not even plus 10%. It was plus 100% of the sacrificial giving that I wanted. You know, the amount she gave was our whole emergency fund that we completed that year after 7 years. God told us to give that away. Ito nga sabihin ko sa inyo eh, maganda financial books. Maganda, apply mo yan. Tabi-tabi, tabi-tabi, every month, be faithful. But at the end of the day, pera ni Lord yan eh. If God says, give that away, give that away. You know what? When we gave it away, my prayer ko lang kay Lord, walang emergency ah. Because we're giving our emergency. Lord, nothing ah, please. Just be with us, Lord. We're giving this in faith. And we gave that away. Okay? When we gave that away, January, February, that was when we got this one, right? When we got a call middle of the year to come out nga of this one. And the money that we got here was covered our 7 years of saving our emergency fund. Plus that year, naka-Korea pa kami ni Tammy. Plus more savings. It was like God was again saying, trust me. When it comes to blessing you, trust me. You've been faithful. You know your values. It's clear. I will bless that. Right? And so, grabe ang test of faith for us. Yeah. Kaya nga after nito, 2 years ago, the next prayer and fasting, I prayed, Lord, one more commercial. Really, Lord, one more commercial. For the whole year, I was waiting for that call. December, nothing happened. I said, Lord, why? Sabi niya, nakaisa ka na, kapal mo. So, wala na talaga, no? So, yung iba kala spiritual, eh, no? Okay. Ayaw na ako bigyan ni Lord, grabe. Okay na yon, nakita na nila yung supernatural miracle dyan. Okay, grabe. Alam mo ba, check nyo yung YouTube video namin nito. Ang daming dislike dahil sa lalaki. Okay, let me end with this. Alright? So those are baby steps. Again, read Randall's book. If you can get Dave Ramsey's book, though medyo US context siya, but you can still get the spirit behind it. These are books that you got to read. Kung may utang ka, please, read Chinky's book. This would help you. Meron atang binibenta na dyan, no, yung kay Chinky. A little investment like this would go a long way. Again, Randall's book, yung no-nonsense personal finance niya. Kasi nga, sobrang practical. Parang, kaya ko gawin to. It's not as hard. Okay? Kung stocks naman, go and get Si Marvin naman attends New Life Alabang. He's a friend, okay? And so, ang ganda lang nung pagka, parang na-explain niya sa isang kindergarten kung ano yung stock market. So, kung papasok man kayo, magbasa naman kayo. Okay, wag lang kayo parang, go. Sige, kikita daw dyan. Hindi. Hindi ka kikita pagka ganun yung, ano mo. Because you don't know how to invest in the stock. So please, buy it. And of course, one of the best books I've read in my entire life. Grabe. Best-selling book. Hindi. It goes back again yung, kasi kailangan natin guard yung heart natin eh. No, so, ang number one enemy natin would be greed. Pag nakatikim ng pera, parang buffet lang yan. Di ba? Parang you want more and more and more and more, di ba? You have to fix your heart first. Yung motivation behind it. The heart behind it. Okay? So I hope this helps. Meron pa ba? Okay, wala na, no? So let me just pray for you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for each and everyone here. Lord, I thank you because, Lord, you've given us guidelines and the heart of personal finance in Scripture. Lord, that you're concerned about our heart, that you want us to be rich, Lord, and not just to get rich, Lord. And you've given us great men and women of God, Lord, who've taught us, Lord, how to do baby steps to experience financial peace, not just financial freedom, but to have the peace, the contentment, Lord, that where we are now, Lord, that we are already satisfied in Christ. But Lord, we're asking, Lord, that even as you bless us, we will be good managers of the blessing that that would flow into our hands. Lord, and again, Lord, we pray, Lord, for the spirit of power, of love, of self-discipline. Lord, when it comes to finance, Lord, that we'll be able to handle it well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.